everybody. How are you today? I'm Karen Hartglass, and it's time for It's All About Food. And I've really been looking forward to this particular program. I think it's going to be fascinating, both parts, actually. In the top portion of the program, in just a moment, we're going to be talking about medical cannabis and lots of wonderful edible treats related to that. And then in the second part of the program, I'm bringing back my old friend, Dr. Michael Greger. His new book is out today, and it's called How Not to Die, Discover the Food Scientifically Proven to Prevent and Reverse Disease. So we'll be talking to Dr. Greger at 4:30 in about a half hour. But first, I want to bring on Juliana Carella, who founded Anti-Dolores, the everyday edible in 2008, bringing 20 years plus of culinary work with cannabis and entrepreneurship in the health space. In 2013, Juliana developed treatable CBD-infused pet products, which were introduced under the Anti-Dolores line of products. Juliana is an avid proponent of health freedom, a visionary, and an activist in the medical marijuana community. As a health food enthusiast, Juliana began incorporating cannabinoids into her own diet and sharing the benefits with friends and family members, who later encouraged her to turn her passion into a business. Welcome to It's All About Food, Juliana.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually getting ready for a trip. We're heading out to the Bay Area tomorrow. And I was reading about your company, Anti-Dolores, and as I was stumbling over the words in your introduction, I remembered reading where the name Anti-Dolores came from, and maybe that's why I said anti instead of anti.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, not many people know the meaning of the name, but it is a double entendre that means anti-pain. Dolores means pain in Spanish. So Anti-Dolores is your anti-pain remedy.
I love it. And I'm very familiar with the park, Dolores Park. You mentioned that that was also part of the name.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
It's a great park. I'm not someone who has any companion animals, but I have some friends in San Francisco, and I was made to walk their dogs in Dolores Park numerous times. It's a fun place.
Nice. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so I have to tell you, I am a virgin when it comes to cannabis. I have never smoked marijuana, and I have not inhaled. I appreciate its value. I have read a little bit about what it can do to many people who are going through pain and medical issues. And one time in my life, when I was being treated for advanced ovarian cancer and had to go through chemotherapy, somebody that I highly respected recommended having some on hand just in case I got really nauseous through chemotherapy. And fortunately, I never did get too sick from that. I actually did very well through chemotherapy, but I understand it can help a lot of people. So tell me how you got started with it and what it can do for us.
Yeah. Well, we did get our start in San Francisco, as you mentioned, and mostly to address a lot of similar stories to yours, actually. You know, San Francisco is the birthplace of medical cannabis that sort of was born out of the AIDS epidemic, actually. And so back in the 90s, when those laws were established, they were put in place to help sick people. And so fast forward 20 years later, we now have this industry. But when we got our start in 2008, it was still sort of unfolding before our eyes, and a lot has really happened in the last 8 years. But when we got our start, we thought it was really important to introduce some products that just weren't in the market yet at all. And, those products, you know, in our minds reflect the community in San Francisco, which is a community that's really savvy when it comes to cannabis, but also you know, very sophisticated palates and people that love gourmet food. So our product line is really health. It's all about health and wellness, but it's also about flavor and ingredients, ingredients that mask the flavor of cannabis, but ingredients that are also superfoods and help to, you know, or maybe even have a lot of the same health benefits that, that cannabis has. So that's sort of the concept behind our menu offerings.
I want to talk more about your products in a moment, but tell us what cannabis can be used for people with illnesses and for those who don't have illnesses but still want to use it.
Yeah. Well, I think the most important thing to remember about cannabis is that there's more than just THC involved. I mean, sometimes when we talk about cannabis, we immediately think of THC, which is the psychoactive component, but there's many strains that have, you know, levels of other cannabinoids, some of them psychoactive, many of them not. One of them is CBD, cannabidiol. It's not psychoactive, and it has a long, long list of health benefits. And THC also has health benefits, but the difference is CBD is non-psychoactive and THC is psychoactive. So depending on the patient and what they're interested in, because we know patients that use one or the other or both, you know, every day in their health regimen. But in terms of what cannabis can address, there is a long, long list, and it's anything from anxiety and depression to, you know, arthritis and immobility, pain of all kinds, cancer, epilepsy, Parkinson's, some really, really advanced diseases. At every stage, cannabis can be helpful for palliative reasons or, in some cases, for curative reasons. So there's a real wide range of benefits to the cannabis and the hemp plants, and it really does come down to which cannabinoids you're talking about.
Now, our government could use an education on a lot of subjects and issues, and they tend to lump everything related to cannabis into one thing and made everything illegal until some states started to make some things legal. I mean, you mentioned hemp just for a moment, and here is something that we still can't grow in this country, and yet it's an excellent product for fabrics and food and so many different things.
Yeah. Sadly, hemp and cannabis have been sort of strategically suppressed from the public, and because of that, that has really set us back on research. I mean, we're about 100 years behind schedule here on researching cannabis because of prohibition. And, you know, all of the industries that gain from hemp and cannabis staying illegal, I mean, that's a very real thing that's in the way of this moving forward. Until they deschedule cannabis and take it off the Controlled Substance Act list altogether, it's going to be like that, where we can't research it to the extent that we need to because it's classified as the most dangerous drug. I mean, it's in a more serious category than cocaine, which everybody knows is disjointed and just completely wrong. So that's the first big thing that's getting in the way. And yes, our government does need an education, but interestingly, the U.S. government does hold a patent on cannabidiol. So right there, there's a real, it's a real paradox that on the one hand, it's a Schedule I narcotic, yet the government does hold a patent on cannabidiol because they know, like the rest of us, just how profound this plant medicine actually is.
Okay, you developed Treatables, a CBD-infused pet products. What can these do for animals?
Well, same long list of health benefits that CBD has for humans. It's the same list for all animals, really. All animals do have an endocannabinoid system, except for insects. And so we can sort of deduce that response is going to be very similar, and dogs do tend to have a lot of the same issues, and then some other ones that humans don't have, such as hip dysplasia. But as far as arthritis and anxiety and depression and cancer and epilepsy and all those same diseases, those are all the same diseases that dogs using treatables are actually having great success with. And so, you know, many dogs, most of the dogs that are using our product are using it for separation anxiety. We included a feedback postcard with the first 2,500 bags that were sold, and then we got a lot of those postcards back, and we've been compiling the data. And the main reasons that people do turn to treatables for their pet is for separation anxiety and anxiety of all kinds, but also things like immobility and aging and arthritis. That's a big reason that pets are going to be using this product, because it really is phenomenal to watch an animal that's limping because they've got a bad leg or they've got hip dysplasia or something, and then they take their dose of treatables and, you know, within a half hour they're moving more freely, and there's just visible evidence that the product's working. So we get a lot of testimonials like that all the time, and then the word just sort of spreads. So now we've got customers all over the world that are using the product for their animals.
Now, can anyone in the United States buy these?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Because they're CBD infused because they're for pets?
Because it's a CBD that is extracted from the hemp plant in a very specific way, and it's really confined to a certain process that's legal for importing hemp. And so, yeah, that's the main reason. Otherwise, our THC products are products that we can only make in California and distribute in California. So it's quite different from our Auntie Dolores product line, because that's a specific California product. Whereas treatables, being that the product is derived from hemp and it's a specific extraction method and specific parts of the plant that are legal. It's a little bit crazy that it's like this, but it is what it is, and we just work within those boundaries because we just want to make this incredible medicine available to animals everywhere, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I remember reading an incredible story. Of course, I don't remember all the details, but it was about some young child. I think he might have had epilepsy, and his mom made him marijuana brownies, and it just had a tremendous effect, and he was able to go to school and live a pretty normal life. And I think, I wish I could remember the whole story, because I don't know if there was a happy ending, because I don't think it was legal, or maybe she was fighting for it to be okay for him to use them. But it's just incredible what it can do, and how we're just dragging our feet with being able to help so many people.
Yeah, it is a shame. I'm happy to see that, you know, so many states have come on board with medical cannabis and adult use cannabis laws, but we still have a long way to go, and it's still illegal on the federal level. And as absurd as it is, it's something that's very real. And it's the kind of thing that means, you know, if you're a parent of an epileptic child, you're faced with, okay, do I move to a state where I can get my hands on this to give it to my kid? Or do I risk, like, trying to get somebody to send it across state lines and they could end up in jail? I mean, these are the kinds of decisions that parents with epileptic children have to make. And it's horrible. But there's been numerous families that have moved to Colorado for that very reason, so that they could legally give this to their children.
Right.
But it's fairly easy to get CBD products anywhere now. So that's the good news.
Okay. Let's talk about some of your products. You've got, savory pretzels and glazed pecans and, caramel corn.
Yeah.
And cookies, and some of them are vegan and gluten-free, which I'm interested in.
Yeah.
My question is, I remember reading recently one of the challenges with having these THC products is the dosage and how to keep people from getting too much.
Yeah, it's a common story we hear every day. And, you know, it's the kind of thing, you know, in California, we've got patients that have this incredibly high tolerance. So, you know, many of our products do address that market, but most of our products have multiple pieces within the package. And so, like the savory pretzels, for instance, you know, the package comes with 120 milligrams, but there's, you know, over 30 pretzels in there. So you can take what your dosage is and maintain like a really manageable dose that's not going to send you on this crazy, you know, psychotic roller coaster ride that people find themselves on when they've consumed, you know, 50 milligrams at a time because their friend was like, yeah, I always do 50. I'm good. Well, 50 milligrams is like five doses. And most people only need 5 to 10 milligrams at a time. So with our products, you can take a 10 milligram portion and just eat that. And then you still have multiple portions to consume later. Products can go in the fridge or the freezer. We don't put any preservatives in our products, so we urge customers to store it properly, but you really end up having a product that's going to, you know, be in your pantry or your refrigerator for a few months and serve you quite well for the price point that you spent.
Okay, so are there any downsides or side effects that people might experience from consuming THC?
Absolutely. Yeah, THC toxicity can certainly lead to some really uncomfortable physical and, you know, mental, emotional states. You know, physically you can actually become sick from it, and many people end up vomiting and just feeling horrible. It can make you really dizzy and nauseous, and just overall, it's almost like a horrible flu just hit you out of the blue. But at the same time, you're on this kind of psychedelic, like, mind trip that doesn't ever end. It only seems to get more and more intense. And yet, none of these things have ever killed anybody, but you sure feel like you're going to die when you're in that situation. And because of how the cannabinoids respond in our GI tract too. I mean, THC becomes about, I don't know, 4 or 5 times stronger in that process because it's converting, and that doesn't happen when you smoke or vaporize it. And so oftentimes people are starting off with a manageable dose but not recognizing that this is something that's going to sort of build on its own, and it's going to last a lot longer than smoking. Those are the things to think about, but if you can somehow manage your dose and start with 5-10 milligrams, the effects can be great.
Now, is there a benefit to using a little bit of these products, even if you don't have any particular issues?
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, I think we're meant to consume this plant. I mean, our whole endocannabinoid system seems to need it and want it. And so I think even if you don't have, you know, clearly defined diseases or disorders, you can still gain from using cannabis. I mean, it's almost like a nutrient that is good for your body no matter what. And if you're not interested in being high, then it's a great opportunity to enjoy CBD.
Yeah, well, I think that it would be better to consume these products in food rather than to smoke it from a health standpoint, right?
Absolutely. I mean, edibles is certainly the healthiest way to consume cannabis. So patients can mix and match, too. They can do a little bit of edibles and maybe some vaporizing as well if they need the immediate relief. But in terms of the duration of the effect, edibles is always going to give you the best and the longest duration of effects. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at your website, antidolores.com, and those brownies and peanut butter brownie bites look pretty good.
Yeah, they're delicious. Our brownies are, we sweeten everything with coconut sugar because we wanted to take all the white sugar out of our products. We changed our products about a year ago. Now all of our sweet products have coconut sugar. Most of our products have coconut oil, and other superfoods, turmeric and cacao nibs and all that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, lovely. I learned a lot. Thank you for speaking with me about Auntie Dolores and your products. And have a great day. Thank you, Juliana Cariola, for joining me, and It's All About Food.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Okay, you too. Well, that was Juliana Cariola, the founder of Auntie Dolores. And you can check out the products at AuntieDolores.com. Wasn't that fun? I thought so.